Hey, America.
Start this now.
Better and better.
Yep. Perfect.
Well, guys, we've done 60 episodes of 12 Points from America.
Yeah, congratulations, guys. Well done.
This is our diamond anniversary show. Mm-hmm. So in honor of this, I have decided to cut right to the chase. No approval from the rest of you. We'll be presenting our winner of JESC 2021 with the Kohinoor Diamond.
Wait, what? Is that even in our budget?
In the budget. Roll it.
And welcome to another pricey episode of 12 Points from America, a Eurovision podcast from America, the San Francisco treat. I'm Eric.
I'm Derek.
I'm Samantha.
And I'm Danny.
Watching too much Supermarket Sweep.
Oh, really? Are you as well?
Oh, yeah. Dude, of course.
Is there such a thing as too much Supermarket Sweep?
No. Oh, no, there's not.
Yeah, two episodes.
No, definitely. Definitely not. I can't believe we've been doing this show for 60 years.
Yeah.
And this, I mean, the quarantine has been long, but man, I didn't know.
At least 50 of those.
Yeah, wow.
I mean, I'm looking okay. Y'all are looking grizzled as hell. Oh, but
thanks, Sam.
Yep, anytime, guys.
Thanks a bunch.
What friends are for.
I think friends are also for telling us about the socials. You should do that as well.
I suppose so. Why the hell not? So you can hit us up and pester us all via either Twitter or Facebook at 12pointsUSA, or you can email us directly at 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. Scope at our website at 12pointsfromamerica.com. Or if you want to support our website, we have our Redbubble up with all sorts of swanky merch just for you. You know, if you buy it.
Mm-hmm. Specifically for you.
Just for you.
You know, the listener.
You know who you are. It's for you.
What do you have? How come you haven't gotten the shirt yet? We made it for you. God,
you're so ungrateful.
But we love you. Please keep listening. No. Don't hang up.
Oh God, no. Don't leave us. You're so lonely.
Well, that was awkward. Yep. What do we got? Do we have some news? I think we have news. It's been a week since we last recorded, but we are at that point where we're starting to get a lot of stuff rolling in. Should we start with Hoover Phonic being jerks again? I think we should.
Jerks still.
Jerk watch.
Jerk watch. It's Hoover Phonic still.
Yeah. They just keep digging themselves into a hole. Turns out that in all of the work that they had done with Luca, their now previous lead singer, they had created a whole bunch of tracks and recorded a whole bunch of music that they have now decided that they're not going to release. And that breaks my heart.
Guys.
Yeah.
So yeah. And like supposedly they had the track for Eurovision, like all done and all in the bag and all ready to go. They're just tossing that out. I don't know if they're just like completely starting from scratch or if they're just going to put the new lead singer in or the old lead singer in. Everything old is new again, but I don't know. I want to hear the stuff with Luca.
Yeah. That's such a bummer. Like, who knows? If the headcanon that Sam has created and is very good comes to be, and Luca as a solo artist gets to represent Belgium at some point in the near future, I wonder if she has any sort of rights to potentially use the song that they were going to go with. My guess is, considering the way these guys have behaved to this point, is that they've covered that and she does not. But who knows?
Right? Probably just going to be hanging out in a vault somewhere in Antwerp until one of the guys die. Mm. They'll just release them all en masse like they've done with Prince's old music.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Should we like channel our inner Nicolas Cage national treasure and steal the lost Hoover Phonic song?
I thought you were going to suggest being Nicolas Cage in Face Off and remove Alex's face. And I thought that was going to be a step too far, dude.
I think we can meet him in the middle and do Nicolas Cage in The Wicker Man and just scream, not the bees.
I'm okay with this.
Yeah, that's fine.
No more Biscabby.
Yeah.
No more Biscabby. No, always
never.
More Biscabby.
Not on this.
Not the bees.
You're just sick of editing the clip of Biscabby into our conversations.
I think it's been a couple of months since we had Biscabby. Hey,
yeah,
Derek,
that's a good point.
Throw it to Biscabby.
All right, so enough harping on Hoover Phonic. Hopefully, the next time we all chat together, we're not going to have more news about Hoover Phonic being prats. But, you know, until then, Anyway, we do have more news about the future of the roster for 2021 for the big show. We've gotten word that the folks, the boys from the Roop in Lithuania, they were on fire before, and now they have submitted a song for the final in Lithuania, and it's not just the national final. They actually get a pass direct to the grand final for the national program over in Lithuania. They don't have to
participate in the semifinal. Yes, but they have to live in a haunted house for the entire weekend to do it.
Ooh. Turns out it's just Old Man Withers in a mask, isn't it? All right. Yep. So we will hear more music from the Roop in 2021. Very excited about that. Let's hope their dance moves are just as spry and catchy. We also have word that Little Big from Russia will submit songs again to Russia for 2021. This is not for a national final process. Russia generally goes for an internal selection. So there's no guarantee that the Russian broadcaster will actually select Little Big. But let's be real, they'd be kind of dumb not to.
They'd be fools, yeah.
By the way, have we actually mentioned Little Big's most recent single?
I don't think so.
I'm not sure if I'm actually allowed to name it fully on the podcast without us getting an explicit. Derek, you will bleep me if necessary, right?
Maybe.
All right, it's called Suck My D 2020.
That's right.
It's great. It's catchy. It's the holiday song that we've all been carrying in our hearts. So if you haven't had that one on your playlist yet, that would definitely give that a listen.
It's a great holiday song, is what you're saying.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for all the family. Play it for grandma. Marvelous. Yep.
Sweet.
We have two acts from the 2020 list confirming that they will not be back for 2021. Both Axel from Finland and Demir from Croatia have both said that they are not going to be submitting songs to the national finals in their respective countries, so we will not be seeing them in 2021. Who knows? Maybe they'll be back for a jury or spokesperson. Who knows? But we will not be seeing them on stage in Rotterdam next year.
I guess you could say that they know what they had when it was over and they were looking back.
Wild wind.
Oh.
Yeah. Anyway, I can't shoehorn. Shoehorn Demir in there. But yeah, we have a confirmation. Hurricane from Serbia. They're back.
What's the opposite of hasta la vista?
Hola?
Baby.
I don't know.
Hola, old person.
Hasta luego, baby.
Yeah.
We'll fix it in post, I'm sure.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm curious to see what else they come up with. I bet it's going to be pretty similar.
Oh, yeah.
What did you call it when we were like doing the review? You called it like Slut Wave?
Yes. Slut Wave, yeah. and I didn't call it that. Somebody else called it that. And I was
the best possible way.
Echoing. Yeah. It's
said there was a genre of music called Slut Wave.
It's a thing.
And this is Slut Wave.
It's a thing. Yes. That is what I'm saying.
It people was all over the world. Okay. Keep going.
Join a Slut Wave.
Slut Wave.
What else we got?
Let's see. Oh, okay. There is more. Our friend Victoria, I think we can co-opt her as friend of the show, Victoria from Bulgaria.
100%.
Yeah. She has released a new single called Ugly Cry. It's pretty solid. If you'd like Tears Getting Sober, it is definitely in that same kind of modern, minimalistic, emotional vibe. And she has revealed that it's actually going to be one of the options in the running for 2021. They will decide at a later date and announce in March what the actual song is going to be. But they have said that this could maybe be the one, and if so, they'll chop it down to 3 minutes and send it on its merry way.
This song is really good, you guys. Like, I think this would be a very good choice if they end up going with it. It's a great song. I feel like if Ariana Grande released this song, it would be a top 10 hit minimum. That's a bit how it feels, somewhere in that. Ariana, a little bit of Billie Eilish, obviously, because this is Victoria we're talking about, but like, this would be a smash hit in the US.
Mm.
I really think so. It's so good.
Again, if you haven't heard it, it's available on all the streaming platforms. Give it a listen. Let us know what you think. Again, just tweet us at 12pointsUSA. We'd love to hear what you think. What other news we got? Oh, especially in newness of news and human interest and gossip, babies. There are babies in the Eurovision.
Oh, baby, right. Eurovision? Yes.
Yeah.
We'll talk about Junior in a couple of minutes, folks.
All right.
The next generation of Junior, I guess they'll have to wait another 9 years before they are eligible. But Ira Lasko from Malta and Krista Siegfrieds, who represented Finland back in the day, have both just given birth to daughters in the last couple of days. So mazel tov to the both of them. Everybody seems happy and healthy and good for them. Babies.
Shout out to babies. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show, yes.
Friend of the show. Let's see. Oh, bit of a throwback to last week. A friend of mine, Katie Proctor, who I know is a listener of the show and a friend of mine from Jeopardy Circles. She was picking up on the comment that we were having last week about artists at Eurovision who you would love to see duetting. And she had a couple of nice suggestions as well. She mentioned the operatic dual punch of Elina Nechayeva and Kate Miller-Heidke.
Ooh. Hmm. Can we get some, what's her name? Melanie Garcia in there as well.
Oh, yeah. Get some Melanie up in there.
Just all the way in there.
Bit of Amy Banks. Get a bit of an Irish flair on that as well. Yep. I'm totally down for this.
All right. It's settled.
Yep. And she also mentioned the now, I guess, 4-part combo of the Mamas plus Guy Sebastian.
Oh, that's good.
That would be
I have
really...
to disagree because the Mamas and Guy Sebastian sounds like the worst lounge act that the 1950s had to offer.
Shut up, Danny.
Coming up tonight in the Velvet Room, it's Guy Sebastian and the Mamas.
And the Mamas.
Yeah, honestly. Yeah.
Try the veal. Tip your
I want to hear Mahmoud singing La Forza.
He would have to be whacked in the newts in order to hit some of those high notes, though.
I think Danny's volunteering.
To kick Mahmoud in the newts?
I believe so. In his Mahmoods. Yeah.
Oh. Yeah.
Think so. Oh yeah, that
stay lounge, away from Mahmoud and his nudes.
Lounge jokes aside, that does sound great. That would be really, really cool.
God, do we have a
random question of the week? Derek, you said you might have had a random query.
Kind of a random question. Something I've been thinking about for a long time, and I was kind of curious to see what you guys think. So the question is, if you could eliminate any rule from the show, which one would it be and why?
Ooh.
6 people on stage. Instantly bump it up to 10. Like, honestly, I don't know, a lot of the stuff about like the live performance, like the 6 people on stage, or like their vocals have to be live but everything else has to be pre-recorded. Like, there are some acts that I feel would have been served better by being able to play their instruments live on stage. I understand it's like, you know, they only have a minute to set up, but it's Eurovision. Yeah, we have well-oiled machine.
Yeah, that would have been my pick too. Like, I remember back in 2013, you had Blade Arseko, who was one of the two guys from Albania. He said that, you know, he was really disappointed that he wasn't able to actually play guitar live.
Yeah.
And he had this gimmick that he would be able to play the guitar with his teeth. Hmm. And he says if he was able to actually play live, he would have done it on stage at Eurovision. And I am brokenhearted that we have
they
not
were too afraid.
The yeah, they just couldn't do it. Like, we didn't get to see Blader play the guitar with his teeth. Instead, they gave him a flaming guitar, which I think is a pretty decent substitute.
Mm-hmm.
But I think for an act where the musician on stage is an accomplished instrumentalist as well as a vocalist, I wish there was a way for them to have their moment to shine. Like the flautist from Slovenia back in 2014, whose name is Tinkara Kovac, that's her name. She couldn't play her flute live. Or Rafael Gualazzi playing the piano live. He couldn't do that. And it just, I wish we had that availability. But
would have been cool to see Sabalta rock that fiddle solo.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Live.
Or just
he could.
The entirety of Ave Esh doing everything.
Was Epic Sax Guy allowed to do the sax riff live? Like,
no, it was redone.
We did get to see him do the sax thing live, though.
That's true.
Yeah, there's so many things like that.
For some reason,
bleh.
Yeah, I would have. I probably, you know, Danny kind of took it from me, but I would have let the live instrumental capability. I would have put that back in.
I think I would go in a different direction. The very first thing,
all lip syncing.
No. Honestly, the change to the live vocal rule that was going to be happening in 2020, and I think is officially continuing to happen for 2021.
Which
is
was?
That right? That you can use some pre-recorded vocals.
Oh, that's right.
On backing, yeah.
Yeah, the more I think about that, the more I hate it. Like, I get that in some instances, it's handy. It is kind of weird that Lake Malawi had to have someone off stage just to say, I'm only a friend, and that sort of thing. There are some weird edge cases where I feel like maybe it wouldn't be the end of the world, but I don't know. It's rife for being misused. So I wouldn't change that rule that is already being changed.
You'd unchange the change.
I would unbreak its heart.
Its heart, yes.
No, but outside of that, the very first thing that came to mind to me is 3 minutes.
Mm.
Yeah.
I would get rid of that. I'm not saying that, like, we could say songs could be anything. Like, the UK can't send King Crimson to perform for 40 minutes or whatever, but make it four. Make it even 3.5.
3.5, I could live with that. Like, yeah, like, no problem.
But it's literally always been 3 minutes. Always, right?
It started back in the mid to late 50s. Okay. There was a song that was like 5 minutes long. They were like, no, we can't have that. But yeah, basically since time immemorial, practically.
That.
We can't have that. You Italians, you're accorde della mia guitarra is 5 minutes long. No. I mean, I understand from a production standpoint why they like to keep it at 3 minutes. It's a lot easier to predict. It's a lot easier to stage and script out when it's a nice 3 minute interval that everybody kind of keeps to.
Yeah.
And the show is also really long as it is.
The thing that I was thinking, though, is if they did 3 minutes, 30 seconds, I'm thinking they have, you know, three fewer qualifiers from the semifinals. Either that or the big five no longer get an auto pass. They have to compete with everyone else.
Yeah, that's going to bring up a whole bunch of other issues, though,
in terms of viewership
and funding.
Yeah, there are financial issues if you do that. That's another rule that I considered. Just, like, make Spain and the UK try. Hmm. You know.
They've got to try now.
Yeah. You know, somebody's got to be there. Somebody's got to be there to bring up the rear. You know, I feel like... The problem with the semifinal system is that a lot of the times the crap, you don't see it in the final. So I think having a couple of countries that don't necessarily try, you have, you know, people who just tune in for the final and don't watch the semis, you know, throw them a crappy bone every now and again.
They wouldn't have gotten to see Sisters. Favor.
Yeah. Let them suffer through Sisters like the rest of us.
Yeah. But no, I think with respect to how much longer it would make the show, I would love to see a relaxation of the 3 minutes, because there have been Occidentali's Karma is sort of the one that people think of that just got killed by having to be cut to 3 minutes. And we still don't know and will never know how Fire Moria was going to be cut, because like it's still 3:30 on the CD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I can't help but wonder if he was just going to play it for 3:30 and dare them to do something about it.
Like, I'd like to see them cut off my mic.
Yeah.
Stare down the camera and assert dominance.
Yeah.
Yo sono Smolder, Diodato. Smolder.
Yeah. That's my headcanon. Is he was just gonna roll with it and be like, what are you gonna do?
He just has the bridge play and he just like lights up a cigarette, stares at the camera.
The Swiss act just waiting to get on. It's like no. Are you gonna tell
That's where John's tears come from.
Oh, also, speaking of, speaking of Sisters, I remember in the past 2 weeks, I did liken one of the Junior Eurovision acts to this year's Sisters, and I apologize.
I apologize for
that comparison, because now that I've lived with the songs for a little bit, I cannot let that insult stay in the air. I apologize to whoever it was. It was probably Poland.
It was Germany.
It was Germany.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
That's ironic. All right, Derek, what was your thought on this? You're the one who posed the question. I don't think we've gotten your actual response on this.
Yeah.
I had more time to think about it, so I wanted you guys to go first. I was actually thinking of the 3 minute rule. I would love to see more diversity in musical style and song structure. I feel like if everyone tries to hit 3 minutes, they all kind of have the same structure to them, and it gets kind of repetitive after a while. I think there's only a few countries that really experiment with that, and two off the top of my head were like Love Wave and You're Not Alone. We're both from Armenia. Very unorthodox kind of song structure on those.
Fly With Me too. Also,
oh, yeah, Fly With Me.
Yeah.
So if you give them 3.5, 4 minutes, we could see a lot of different things. Maybe some more experimenting, more vocal gymnastics or instrumental breaks. I don't know, something.
You do also open yourself up to the risk of a 5 minute long give this me chance to refinance.
Derek, I said 3.5 to 4 minutes. Thank you. Like a concept album. It's a 30-minute musical about a future where rock and roll is outlawed. Why not?
Yeah, that will solve their problem of finishing low at Eurovision. That's definitely what they're missing.
Okay.
Rog rock. Well, I mean, cool.
That was a good one. That was a really good one, Derek.
It was a good one.
Yeah. And you at home, if you're listening and you have questions that you want us to answer, just ponderables that you want us to ponder upon, feel free, again, send us an email, send us a quick tweet or a message over Facebook. We'd love to hear it. Again, 12pointsUSA on Twitter and Facebook, 12pointsforamerica@gmail.com.
We're going to try and do a mailbag episode very soon. So if you have a burning question,
get a cream for that.
Yeah. Yeah. and then send it to us. Get it, you know.
Clean it off first.
Yeah. Make sure it's not like burning, but then send it to us and we'll answer it on the show and shout you out as a friend of the show, which, you know, you'll be in the company of Victoria and Baby. So more could you possibly want?
Shall we move ahead and wrap up our thoughts on Junior Eurovision? It's coming up this upcoming Sunday, actually. By the time you folks are listening to it, to us pondering this, we will be basically on the doorstep of Junior Eurovision 2020. Shall we share our thoughts in terms of who we think is going to win?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
All right. Now, I don't know about you, but I know that for me, having a bit of an organizational crutch makes a really big difference when it comes to creating a list and figuring out how things kind of fall into my line of preference. I just wanted to give a really quick shout out. One of my favorite resources, either for regular Eurovision or this year for the first time for junior Eurovision, to help me kind of get my head in order of where I'm going to place things in my personal level of preference, is the sorter that comes out by Mr. Gerber himself. If you go on to esc.gerber, that's gerber.com/jsorter2020.htm, he's got this program all set out for you. It is a quick and easy way for you to rank your songs in a fun and painless way. And I depend on it very heavily during the senior competition. This is, I think, the first time he's done it for junior. So Gerber, Jerry, thank you so much for putting this together. You've helped me a lot. I think you've helped the other guys on this podcast as well.
Absolutely. It's a great program. It gives you two songs at a time. It says, which one do you like more? And then it does that until it reaches critical mass and explodes or whatever. And then it tells you, okay, here's your ranking that you could not bring yourself to do manually. It's pretty handy.
Yeah, it's a really brilliant program. It's super slick, and yeah, it's a great resource. So yeah, Gerber, thank you. Friend of the show. Much appreciated.
Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yeah. All right. So as the Jan Ulesand of these proceedings, mm-hmm. I have received your votes.
You have.
I have the results, and they're pretty interesting. Here's a few fun facts. There are no countries that receive no points.
Ooh.
Every country except one appeared on at least three of our lists.
Okay.
And six of the 12 countries were voted on by all of us.
Okay.
We have a winner, and we have some interesting things beneath that.
We'll see. Do we have any ties?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, there is only four of us.
We do have the running order, which we didn't mention.
That's true. Right. We do have the running order.
Yeah.
Yeah. That was decided on Monday as we are recording this. We do know that the first song in the running order and the last song in the running order were both selected randomly, draw during the opening ceremony, as well as the spot for Poland as host nation. So the show opens with Germany and Susan, Stronger With You, and closes with France's Valentina with J'imagine, with Poland smack dab in the middle at number six. Do we think that's going to affect anything? It's such a small show. It's such a short running order.
It's harder to say. I mean, in the big kids show, a recent pattern has emerged somewhat in that you want to be towards the end of one of the halves if you're going to win. This is such a small lineup.
There's no real room to be forgotten.
Right.
Like a great song is going to win from top, bottom, middle, or upside down. Yeah.
Well, we'll see how number two does.
What if it's... Who is number two? Do we know that?
It is Kazakhstan.
Well...
Yeah. Kara Kapishanova with Forever.
Kind of unfortunate, really.
Forever!
Yeah. She's going to be fine, I imagine.
Will she?
Yeah,
we'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see. First and foremost, let's see how she will do with our grouping here.
All right. I have deemed that we will be going in the definitely completely random reverse alphabetical order by first name, which means Sam, you're up first. Tell us your 1 point vote up through your 7 point vote, please.
Hey, 1 point from the Samantha Ross jury goes to Russia, Sofia Feskova with My New Day. 2 points goes to Serbia, Peter Anisic with Heartbeat. 3 points, Georgia, Sandra Kadelia, You Are Not Alone. 4 points to Belarus's Irina Petereva with Aliens. 5 points to Poland, Alitrash, I'll Be Standing. 6 points to Malta, Chanel Monseigneur with Chasing Sunsets. And finally, my 7 points go to the Netherlands, Best Friends by Unity. That concludes the South Minneapolis vote for now.
That's really ironic because we're not best friends anymore after that, Sam.
Ooh. That'll show her. All right, I'm going to go next. This is Roseville, Minnesota calling. Here are the low number, the also-rans of the Republic of Eric vote. Whatever. I don't know. I gave 1 point to Belarus for Aliens. 2 points to Germany, Stronger With You. 3 points to Georgia, You Are Not Alone. 4 points to Kazakhstan, Forever. 5 points to Serbia, Heartbeat. 6 points to Poland, I'll Be Standing. 7 points to Spain, Palante.
Now, if my numbers are adding up, that means that so far every country has gotten points just between the two of us.
I believe that is correct.
Okay, interesting.
We move on to the Federated Republic of Derek.
Derek calling from the Heights. I just want to say the two countries that I did not give points to, I mean, they weren't bad. I don't think there were any genuinely bad songs this year.
Agreed.
But there's 12 and only 10 get points, which makes the two even harder. Danny, what are you doing?
Nothing.
I know what you mean. Okay, my 1 point goes to Russia. It's fine. 2 points goes to Poland. 3 points goes to France. 4 points goes to Kazakhstan. 5 points to Georgia, 6 points to the Netherlands, and our 7 points goes to Malta.
Merci beaucoup.
And
now we roll to our most exciting of nations, St. Paul, Minnesota. Mm-hmm. Danny, are you there?
It's the former Yugoslav Republic of Central St. Paul calling. Our 1 points go to, on brand for the podcast, My New Day, Russia. 2 points to Poland. I'm Still Standing. 3 points to Serbia, Heartbeat. 4 points to James Cameron's Aliens from Belarus. Five points to Chasing Sunsets from Malta. My 6 points go to Palante from Spain. My 7 points go to J'imagine from France.
Okay.
Okay.
All right. I haven't added these up to this point. Because I only did a grand total, which is fine. Sorry, listeners, I didn't prepare. That's not true. Anyway, let's just keep rolling. Mm-hmm. We're going to go back to Sam. Give us your 8-pointer and tell us a little bit about your choice.
My 8 points goes to France, Valentina, J'imagine. I found it to be irrepressibly cute and positive and sunny and catchy as all get out. And it's been stuck in my head for a couple of weeks now. And I haven't gone crazy, which I take as a pretty decent sign. And it hasn't gotten stuck in my head to the sense that I want to get my Bob Dylan trick out to get it out of my head. It just makes me feel happy. And sometimes I just need that. It's a good, solid song for Junior Eurovision, meant for a younger audience, and I appreciate that. So yeah, 8 points, Valentina, J'imagine.
All right, that brings us to me. My 8 points, and before getting into this, I want to stress, my top three is so close. Any of these could have been my 12, honestly, because I thought these were all fantastic and all worthy of that 12-point spot. So this was really, really difficult, I thought, to narrow down. But by the smallest of margins, my 8 points go to The Best Friends from the Netherlands. And this song is so adorable. It's so much fun. It's everything Sam thinks the French song is.
Wow.
Everything she has been taken in about the French song.
Yeah. It is just such a fun little delight. It has the most perfect, adorable, goofy choreography, and just everything about it is so pleasant. It is, by some measure, like the perfect Junior Eurovision song in terms of the genre of cutesy, fun, kid pop music. It's perfect for that sort of thing. I really appreciate that this year's Junior Eurovision has so many different things to offer in addition to and beyond that. And we'll get to that in the next couple of songs, I'm sure. But man, I love this song. It's a delight, and I can't believe I'm only giving it 8, but the top was that close. That's just what it is. Mm. So yeah, that brings us to Derek, your 8-pointer.
My 8 points goes to Spain, which kind of surprised me because I thought this was going to be higher in the end. But like Eric, everything was really tight at the top. Honestly, I could move these around and I'd be fine with it. I like Spain a lot. I think she might just need a little bit more time to kind of refine her sound a bit, having listened to it a few more times afterwards. But I think it's got so much attitude and personality and style that I feel like so many of these songs are missing. And I absolutely love it. So
it's going to stand out for sure.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Mm.
Danny, give it to us.
My 8 points, and I have to wonder if it... I didn't listen too clearly, but I think maybe one of you left this off of your list completely. My 8 points is Kazakhstan with Forever. Eric, is that right? Did somebody leave Kazakhstan off their list, or did they also think of it as highly as I did? Anyway, don't answer that question.
You'll have to wait and see.
I'll have to be on the edge of my seat for it.
When we were first
reviewing this song, we talked about how... I think it just boiled down to whether or not you were convinced that it deserved its epic treatment. And in the end, just as I kept listening to it, as I gave it re-listens, I never was able to shake the idea that it really did deserve it. So that's it. It's an epic song. It's a lovely song. It suits her fantastically. I love it. Solid. Or between my 3, 4, and 5, between my 8-point, 7-point, and 6-point, it was very close. I just thought Kazakhstan slightly edged out Spain and France just with gravitas points. That's what I decided on. 8 points to forever from Kazakhstan.
All right. Those are our 8 points again. Sam gave her 8 points to France. I gave mine to the Netherlands. Derek gave his to Spain. Danny gave his to Kazakhstan. We now moved on to the 10-point getters. Sam, take it away.
I gave my 10 points, 10 puntos para España. It's Spain, soleas pa'lante. It is catchy as anything. She serves up so much attitude, so much fire and spark and personality. And that is something that is so needed at junior. It's kind of sad when you see a kid just go up on stage, sing a song, and go and sit down. But
like it's a spelling bee.
Yeah. And that happens sometimes. And you can tell that Soleá is serving it. And the song is different. It stands out. There's nothing else like this in the competition, nor has there been in recent memory. It is immediately identifiable as Spanish, even without the language aspect of it. It's a great little pop number. And I think that if it had been given to an adult, it probably could have done pretty solidly either at Eurovision or at like a second chance competition as a dance floor filler at the Euro Club. And I can't wait to see what the future holds for her, because she's 9 and she's got that much personality. Like, holy crap. Soleá, cool. Sure. You get my 10. Solid.
My 10 points, my 10 goes to a song that when we first talked about this song a couple weeks ago, I said I didn't know what to think of it. I wasn't really sure. There were parts of it that seemed absolutely jaw-dropping, but it was a little all over the place, and I wasn't sure how I felt after a single listen. After multiple listens, many multiples of listens, I have come to the conclusion that Ukraine has an absolute superstar in its hands. It's still a little bit weird to me, the jumps between the different vocal registers, because they do sound very different. But man, what a talented kid. And like, it works because he does all of them so well. And the instrumental is outstanding. There's really nothing bad about the song. It's a little bit, still a little bit disjointed to me. But God, you put it all together, it's fantastic. It's really fantastic. And that's, again, all of my top three, Netherlands, Ukraine, and the other one. it could have gone in any order, basically. But I landed in second place to Ukraine. That's my 10. Derek.
My 10 points. Actually, I was really surprised by this when I did the sorter and it came out to second. But the more I think about it, the more I like it. My 10 point goes to Belarus. I was genuinely surprised at how well this worked. Despite her being young, it felt much more mature. I think it's probably the most mature sounding song in the group. Like, if this went to adult Eurovision, they could pull it off without having to change much.
Yeah, they'd lose, but you know.
Yeah, but I thought she sings it really well. I think she has a really good voice. I like that this one's a bit darker.
Mm-hmm.
And I compared this to Poland last time, and I'll say that her voice pairs with the music so well, as opposed to Poland, where it just doesn't. Despite the fact that they're both good, I think this one is doing kind of the same thing, and I think it's doing it better. And I like the lyrics a lot, too. I think they're weird and cool.
They got aliens.
Aliens.
Up in there.
Still a Ridley Scott fan. Daniel.
My 10 points goes to Unity. It's the Netherlands. They are best friends. They are best friends. The only way that I can liken my full-fledged adoration of this song to is a post that I saw on TikTok recently, which was somebody talking about the new BTS song, Dynamite, and they were like, I can't understand why you think this is good. It sounds like the song that plays over the credits of The Secret Life of Pets. And what I have to say to that is, who cares? It's fun. It's great. Representation for kids who had to wear braces and had to perform. That's all I have to say. The braces vote got me. 10 points to the Netherlands. And I will add, it's very close between number one and number two. They're both very different songs, my number one and number two. And the Netherlands, I don't know. They're second. They're great.
All right, folks, you know what time it is. It's time to find out.
Time for a commercial break.
Got our 11, I'm sorry, 12 points. Sam, you're number one.
I was absolutely enthralled when I first heard the song. It was intriguing. It was original. It's stood in a class by itself, both vocally and in terms of technique, in terms of composition. And this might go down as one of my favorite junior Eurovision songs of all time. But Ukraine, Dikrivai by Alexander Belavinov. I mean, Eric, you've said so much about it. There's so many different aspects of the song that are just kind of, it's disjointed, but it comes together in a really, really cool and interesting and different and original way. We haven't had a voice like his in a while, and to go falsetto at Junior Eurovision as a male singer is a risk. That is a risk right there. Because who knows what's going to happen to him in the next, you know, between recording the song and the actual performance. But I am so happy that Ukraine decided to go with this. This was his third attempt at singing for Ukraine at Eurovision. And I'm so, so happy they snapped him up at the last possible moment. Because he's 14. He's not going to be eligible for Junior Eurovision next year or Senior Eurovision next year. Because he falls into that 15-year-old donut hole.
He's also not in Go Ah, which is a big problem for this year anyway.
Yeah, but I love this. I absolutely love this. And I am really bracing myself that the people who are watching and voting at Junior Eurovision aren't going to appreciate it as much as I do. And I'm bracing myself for impact on Sunday. But F it, I love this. Dikrivai, 12 points.
All right. I talked about Ukraine a bit ago, so it's not my 12 points.
Why are we still friends?
I don't know. The money. Anyway, my 12 points are for a song that has a bit of youth, a bit of maturity, a bit of power, a bit of subtlety.
My God, he voted for Georgia.
No, okay. No. It's a bit of a simple song, but I think it's done so remarkably well. For the second year in a row, my 12 points go to Malta, Chasing Sunsets. I just think this is so effective. I think it's powerful. I still absolutely refuse to believe this girl is 9. There's no way. It's impossible. I'm sorry, guys.
You should be sorry.
Yeah, well, okay. I love this. It's just brilliantly executed. It's powerful without being overwhelming. It's mature without still sounding youthful. I just think they nailed it. And that is about how I felt about We Are More, the song from Malta last year, that somehow managed to finish in last place. And I really hope that I am not dooming them to the same fate again this year. For God's sake, it finished behind I Am Young and I Know What to Do. Like, anyway, Malta's the best. 12 points. Derek, we go to you.
Well, my song needs no introduction because Sam already did. It's Ukraine.
Woo!
As soon as I heard it, I'm like, that's it. That's number one. It doesn't matter what the next 6 songs are. They're not going to be as good as this. And it's got so much range and so much style, and it's doing all these crazy things. And I wouldn't be surprised if we saw him at Senior Eurovision someday. But who knows? His career could go in a million different directions. I think this is a phenomenal achievement, and yeah, easily my top pick. Danny?
It was not easily my top pick because I liked Best Friends so much, but I also went for Dikrivai from Ukraine.
Yeah.
The thing that we haven't mentioned yet, actually, first I will apologize because I believe when I reviewed this song first, upon first listen, I was in the camp of I don't see it, and I now see it. It's great. It's effortless. I don't think we have to worry about his falsetto too much. Like, I don't know. I feel like his voice has changed. His voice sounds so mature already. It already feels so comfortable singing in a variety of timbres and registers. But I feel like we should say, this song is like 2 minutes 40 seconds. This song has plenty of breathing time. They didn't push it all the way to the 3-minute mark as per Eurovision tradition. This song is just like, I'm over now. I'm over now. I did everything you need. And I love that. I love that. It's a great song. This song would be perfect on a ton of playlists. I want to be shopping in a Kmart to this song. That'll be great.
Kmart?
I want this song to come on in a weird place, and then I'll be like, hey, everyone, this is Junior Eurovision. It's a really great song, right? And everyone will be like, yeah, whatever. Shut up.
Stop talking to me.
I had a moment like that when they were playing Lena Meyer Landrut at the White House Black Market. I'm like freaking out.
Oh, man.
I was like, I don't care. Anyway. I want this song to become so popular that it goes unappreciated.
I do really worry.
Matter of fact, that it's good.
I do really worry that this just isn't going to connect.
I know, I'm concerned too.
Like, I don't know. I mean, we don't know how it's going to be staged.
The fact that for two of you, it took you a couple of listens to embrace it.
That's true. That's
There's
very
a bunch
true.
Of Eurovision traditionalists who do the thing where they only vote off of the performance. They do what I usually do before we do these review shows, which is completely not listen to them willfully. And I fear that a song like this, which is a slow burn, which has staying power, is just not going to cut it with certain televoters.
Mm-hmm. Are they doing the thing where you can vote early this time?
Indeed, yes. Voting will actually start on Friday. So by the time this podcast is released out into the universe, you might be able to vote for Junior Eurovision. The voting will be open from Friday until just before the show actually starts airing. And then voting will close and it'll open again after performances have concluded and it'll be open for a little bit longer. You will have to vote. You can vote for your own country, but you can only vote for three nations. You can't just vote for, let's say you're Ukrainian, you can't vote Ukraine. You have to vote for Ukraine plus two others. And yeah, it's going to be half public online vote and half jury vote from each country, with each jury made up of both adults and kids.
So, I love that, by the way.
Yeah, I do appreciate that.
That's fun.
Yeah. So who knows? Is it going to be the countries with the big pull, the big fan bases, you know, the Spains, the Polands,
or the Russias?
The Russias. Is it going to be the country that has a singer with a massive social media following, like, say, France, for example, who's pretty well known in the youth music circuit there?
Francesco Gabbiani, yeah.
Or could it be something completely out of left field and all of these forces may counterbalance each other and we end up with something completely random? And we'll come back here on our next podcasting session and go, what the hell happened? Who knows?
I'm kind of expecting that.
Hopefully not.
I think we can kind of piece together what our top choices are here, but let's run it down a little bit here. In last place is Germany with 2 points. I'm the only person who gave it points. In 11th place is Russia with 3 points total, one from everyone besides me.
Wow. My new day!
Yeah. Then we've got, it's a new day! Serbia in 10th place with 10 points. Georgia in 9th with 11. Poland in 8th with 15. Kazakhstan in 7th with 16. France in 6th with 18. Belarus in 5th with 19. Then there's a bit of a jump. In 4th place, Malta with 30.
Oh.
It's a bit of a jump.
And Netherlands and Spain are tied with 31 for second place. I choose not to break the tie. The songs will be mashed up, and that is our second place choice. And in a shocking
Spolante.
Yeah, Spolante. Ukraine is our runaway winner, 46 out of a possible 48 points.
Oh God!
Wow. Hey, Chad, save your kisses for me.
Wow.
Absolutely dominated our votes. And it honestly, give me another day or two. If we'd recorded this on Wednesday instead of Monday, something like that, it could have been looking at a perfect score. So congratulations.
It was the opposite for me. It was almost best friends for me.
Yeah. I mean, I considered it too. It's so fun. It's so that's lovely. So yeah, this is that's where we're at. Congrats again to Ukraine on their American 12 points from America Junior Eurovision victory. The real winners of Junior Eurovision, certainly.
So Danny, how exactly are you going to be sending the Kohinoor to Alexander?
Amazon Prime.
Okay.
You know.
All right.
Hope he's got it.
Cool. Yeah. So we've established that we believe Ukraine to be the best song generally, and we are big, big fans of Spain, the Netherlands, and to a slightly lesser extent, Malta as well. What do you think is going to happen? Do you think one of these countries is going to win, or are you thinking there's going to be something else at the top?
I think that for a couple of the reasons that I mentioned before, in terms of balancing quality of song, popularity of song, and social media fervency, if I were a betting woman, which I'm not because I'm a cheapskate, I would probably put money on Spain.
Hmm.
Not a massive amount of money, but a little flutter on Spain. If there is anything that I have learned in my long-term fandom of Eurovision and Junior Eurovision, it is the fervency of the Spanish fandom.
I would say, just considering the voting system and how things played out last year, I don't know who the winner would be necessarily, but I could say pretty confidently that Poland, Kazakhstan, and Spain are probably going to be top three in some
order. I have a big hunch about Kazakhstan still. I really do.
I think if I had to guess, I would think it's, even though they're in spot number two, the big number two.
What if they break it? What if they break it?
That if she brings the house down vocally, that is going to be really tough to beat. Derek, I think you're right on that. Kazakhstan, Poland, and Spain are going to be the top three. I could very easily see Poland just winning again because of the way the voting works and all that. I have also seen, you know, you look at the fan vote videos that get assembled on YouTube and things like that to kind of predict what the fans are thinking. A lot of people like Belarus, and that would certainly be an interesting development to have them win in the middle of all the everything.
Yeah.
I don't know if I see it happening, but supposedly the Euro fans like the Belarus.
They got it deep inside, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Like an alien.
Hello, my baby. Hello, my honey. Hello, my rat.
Well,
that sounds like a perfect place to break.
Yeah. Congratulations if you got that reference. You're as much of a geek as I am.
Way to go, everyone.
I'm proud of that. Anyway, so I suppose we'll congregate back here next week with the results. We'll catch you on the other side of Junior Eurovision 2020 history, huh?
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. We'll live in a world where there will never be another 2020 Junior Eurovision. Sad.
Well, until then, let us know what you think of our scores, what you think is going to happen on Sunday. If you have any questions that you'd like us to answer, again, give us a holler. 12pointsUSA on Twitter and Facebook, 12pointsfromamerica@gmail.com. We would love to hear from you. Otherwise, we're just going to have to keep coming up with our own questions. And we're not that original, are we? Are
I
we?
Am.
No, you I mean, I could, but they'd be weird questions. You don't want to know the questions I'd ask you.
Yeah,
I kind of do now, actually.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. SpaghettiOs or beefaroni? You know, and then we just go on that for like 30 minutes.
Ooh.
Obviously, beefaroni. Mm-hmm. Come on.
Listen, Derek, right,
we can't get into this.
All right. I'm calling time. I'm calling it. Until next time, everybody, I've been Samantha.
I've been Derek.
I've been Eric.
I've been Danny.
And America.
Stop listening now.
You want to start over?
Direct email.
You'd think after 60 episodes I'd get the right.
Just like a bicycle, you got to keep moving or you're going to fall over.
I know.
That's great.